last word on business on Today FM.
With Capital Flow, purchasing, refinancing or refurbishing an investment property, visit capitalflow.ie.
Ian Guider, let's start with something unusual. A shortage of carbon dioxide in Britain and severe economic consequences and social consequences that could arise. What's going on?
Well, not only are Britain suffering from a potential energy crisis, there is a crisis in carbon dioxide, which is used in very many different things, including making carbonated soft drinks and also beer. And there has been a warning by the British Soft Drinks Association that there are only a few days left of supply of carbon dioxide for them to make drinks. We've also had a warning from a company called AG Barr, which would be better known that as the makers of Iron Brew, that they are trying to source carbon dioxide from Europe to keep production going. And there's also been, I was listening to LBC Radio earlier today, and there has been a suggestion from some people in the pub industry in the UK that there are going to be shortages for beer manufacturing in the next couple of weeks, which could have an impact on supply going into the major pub chains. Now, the British government have this afternoon announced that one of the big carbon dioxide manufacturing plants, which closed in recent weeks because its energy bill probably more than doubled and they would no longer be able to make a profit, they would be actually running at a loss, shut down. But the British government have announced today that they have done some sort of deal with this company called CF Industries, and they are restarting production on their huge plant on Teesside within the next couple of days. So obviously, there's a big fear in the UK that not only is there a problem brewing, pardon the pun, but it is happening in the next couple of days. And they're already fearful of the shelves being empty of food stocks as well.
Yeah, the food stocks is interesting because apparently poultry, pork and bakery products as well, because the carbon dioxide is used in food packaging. And think of this, it's also used as a method apparently of stunning animals prior to slaughter.
Yeah, and you can understand why the British government, they've been having crisis meetings with the energy industry, which has been hit by the fact that wholesale energy prices have more than doubled in the last number of weeks. And they have a big concern, not just about keeping the lights on, but keeping industry going. So you can see in the last couple of days that extraordinary measures, there's even a talk in the UK that they might just take over the debts of some of the energy companies to try and keep them going. But there are so many of them that have left have collapsed, never mind leaving the market. But they are so fearful about what is happening. A lot of people, Matt, are pointing out that not only is this an energy crisis, a lot of it is down to supplies, which would have come from the European Union, and they no longer can access it.
Let's get some good news from Ireland. Lots of jobs have been created between EY and, here's an interesting one, the vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca.
Yeah, cast your mind back to January when we were calling AstraZeneca the villain for not being able to meet their supplies of the COVID-19 vaccine. Well, they have announced today that they are investing $360 million in a new manufacturing plant in West Dublin. It's going to be based in the Alexion campus in Blanchardstown, and they say they'll be making a number of active pharmaceutical ingredients. About 100 jobs will be created when it's up and running. And obviously, pharmaceutical companies, because of what they do, the scale of investment is enormous. And while 100 jobs doesn't sound a whole lot, once you get these sites into Ireland, the companies tend to add and add more as time goes on. They don't say what type of drugs they're making it for or whether they'll even be making a COVID-19 vaccine here. They say it will go into a number of different pharmaceuticals. And also we've had today EY, formerly known as Ernst & Young, announcing the creation of 800 jobs over the next number of months. Around 400 of those will be graduates. So every year, the big accounting companies take on new graduates and train them up. But they're also hiring hundreds of qualified and skilled workers, not just in auditing and tax, which is the main area of business, but increasingly these days, the big auditing firms have big technology roles, data roles, consulting. So hiring hundreds of workers, and about a quarter of those jobs will be in its offices outside Dublin.
Flip side, redundancies are something that there may be more of as the pandemic payment supports are removed for businesses. The government has brought in new redundancy measures today, I think with trade union approval. What's going on?
Yeah, if you cast your mind back to March last year, when all of the emergency measures to try and keep people and their incomes in, going at the start of the pandemic, what the government did was suspended what's been established union laws for a number of years now, that when you are made unemployed or when you're made redundant by a company, or if you don't have any work after 4 weeks by your company, you are entitled to claim from your employer a redundancy payment. Now, the government suspended that legislation last year and kept it in place all the way through the start of this year and the reopening, and are now announcing that it will go back to normal at the end of September. And what it means is that if you've been let go, if you're on a temporary layoff by the company, you can now seek a redundancy payment. And there's been a lot of suspicion that there have been zombie companies out there and zombie jobs, that because employees have not been able to claim these payments, they've been left in this no man's land, that they don't know if they're going to be employed or if they're going to be let go, and they haven't been able to make a claim for redundancy. Now, what the government has said as well is, look, we recognise over the past year that you, if you were, say, in a job 30 years or 31 years, we will make up an extra year that you should have been able to claim for redundancy, and they'll make a payment of around €1,800. And they say this will be made available over the next 3 years. It could cost the state to implement this scheme, to bring it back to the way it should be, around €130 million. But the significance of this, Matt, will be, we've seen an awful lot of people say, well, look, I'm on reduced hours. The company's business is still not recovered to where it was. Will the company shut down? Will it let people go? And this might be the trigger point for a lot of companies who have been kept on life support, that they'll now cease trading or at least let some staff go.
Thank you very much, Ian Guide, our columnist with the Business Post, for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today.